The lines are drawn in the fight over a proposed smoking ban in Oshkosh. On one side are members of the group Breathe Free Oshkosh. They say they've collected more than enough signatures to get their issue on the April 6th ballot. On the other side is a group of restaurateurs that's also collecting signatures. They want voters to tell city leaders not to take a stand on smoking in restaurants until or unless state and federal laws require it. People who live and eat in Oshkosh would appreciate smoke-free dining, according to a spokesperson for Breathe Free Oshkosh, Margie Davey.
The community responded to a St. Norbert College poll or survey with 73% of Oshkosh citizens wanting no smoking in restaurants, and we're relying on that data. We feel it's accurate from the people that we meet and talk to. Even a lot of smokers have signed our petition.
This week, Breathe Free Oshkosh submitted their petition signatures to the city clerk. From here, two things could happen. The city council could decide whether or not to institute a no-smoking ordinance. But since a smoking ban was already defeated by the council in September, Davey says it's more likely the issue will wind up before voters. The ordinance would require walled-off smoking areas and ventilation in restaurants. There's a hardship clause that would temporarily exempt restaurants if the owners can prove they've lost business because of the ban. But Davey doesn't expect hardship cases.
It's just not an issue that the restaurants suffer by, although, of course, they see something totally different. But, in fact, in most municipalities, the sales tax revenue information proves that they actually increase their business. The very worst, they stay neutral.
But if a smoke-free dining experience is good for business, an Oshkosh bar and restaurant owner says those customers aren't coming to his place. Phil Levine owns Jeff's on Rugby. He instituted a smoke-free Thursday, and he thought there'd be demand for a smoke-free lunch hour.
Many of the breathe-free proponents were healthcare professionals from our two hospitals in town here, who were complaining that when they went out for business lunches and things like that, that they would return to their offices smelling of smoke. So we went to a smoke-free lunch hour. We advertised a private dining room up to 40 people with audiovisual things, audiovisual capabilities for these kind of dinners or luncheons. We got no reservations, none.
Levine is part of a group of Oshkosh restaurant owners billing themselves as citizens for freedom of choice. They're circulating their own petitions and hope to get their own question on the ballot right next to Breathe Free Oshkosh's. The restaurant owners say the city shouldn't go one way or another on smoking bans unless forced to by state or federal mandates. Levine says his group isn't trying to deliberately confuse voters with the battling bans on the same ballot. Instead, he says they're trying to clear things up. Levine says the smoking ban ordinance is poorly written and too long. He doubts petition signers realize the full extent of the question.
It's 7 pages long. And nobody in, say, the Pick and Save parking lot while pushing their groceries to their car is going to take the time to read that attached ordinance when signing a petition. They're basically saying, would you like to see smoke-free restaurants? And people are saying, oh, yeah, I like that idea. And they sign the petition. They have to understand the ins and outs and the difficulties that this ordinance is going to present.
Levine says the proposed Oshkosh ordinance is very restrictive. He says it would cost him tens of thousands of dollars to partition off his bar area, and the work would have to be done within 10 days. Citizens for Freedom of Choice has until the end of the month to collect enough petition signatures to get its ban on smoking bans question before voters. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.